For 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Good morning, all y'all. Welcome to my house. It's Rosie on the House. Cranking it up. Gonna have a great show for you, the Arizona homeowner, today. Covered the outdoor living segment last hour. And we'll be covering everything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin here in the next 2 hours. We come together to try and become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We're here for you. If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. If you've got a question about building, remodeling, repair, or maintaining your house, home, castle, or cabin from the foundations to the rooftop, anything in between, give us a ring. And let's see if we can't put our years of experience to work. I can't believe how long I've been doing this.
A very long time. And just a note to listeners. You know, we have people call us all week long. They email us. And Carol and I field all those phone calls and emails and everything. So for you to answer those questions, we have to stand in line. So I pull my number.
Oh,
I take a number.
True.
So, but if you want an answer right now, call into the show. We'll get you taken care of right away.
And speaking of a long time, happy anniversary, you two. What is it, 43 this year?
It is. Thank you very much.
I got the best anniversary present I've ever received in my life. It was on our anniversary that Governor Ducey said, let's get back to business.
That was quite the day.
And I had mentioned a couple weeks ago, thinking this would happen sometime in the far future, that I would host a mask burning party. And I was in a meeting with someone, and I don't know why, Carol will have to explain it, I had two phones. And when that announcement was made, both my phones blew up, wanting to know when and where the party was going to be. I had both phones on shake. And I think the person I was in the meeting with thought I was having seizures. My shirt pocket was shaking. My pants pocket was shaking.
I've seen a lot of big smiles. I don't know if there's actually more smiles or if we just haven't been able to see them with a mask, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. It's hard to tell. You know, some cases, I don't know if there was a guy or a girl smiling at me.
What an interesting chapter we have all been through. So tickled to death. We're getting through it successfully. This is awesome. One of the things that COVID did to us is Jennifer and I have the habit of going to the Kitchen and Bath International show every year.
In Vegas, big show.
And I will tell you that when I broke into the trades back in the 70s and 80s, it really was sufficient to go to this show about every 3 or 4 years. You tended to see the same thing year after year after year. Well, that really started changing in the 90s. I'd wait 3 years and go, and it was like I was on another planet. Things are changing so fast that it's almost like they need two Kitchen and Bath shows a year just to keep up with it.
Well, with smart technology making such huge leaps and bounds, you know, things do change. Everything all of a sudden has all these capabilities that it didn't have before.
Man, oh man. So this year's KBIS was a virtual.
I prefer walking.
This was a bit of, they really had their challenges. It really didn't come off
well. It kind of imploded. That, you know, it was a huge format, a huge platform for all these people all over the world to watch this. They had speakers lined up and seminars, and the thing crashed within hours. And so they really never did recover. You can go online and find it, but it's not the same thing that generates excitement, you know, when it's in person live on the Zoom meetings and stuff. So we've had to dig a little harder. I don't have a full overview, but I found some really great stuff. And the KBiz show, we go to two shows generally a year, the National Hardware Show and
like
the KBiz show.
I like the Hardware Show.
And the Hardware Show, as you can imagine, is things for your home, but also maybe things that the hardware store would carry.
Yes.
And the KBiz show has product, but it's more on the scale of a remodel. So you're talking about kitchen appliances, you know, and
newest,
bathroom,
latest, greatest, everything.
Yeah, so some beautiful, beautiful stuff.
So to give you an idea how big this show is, nationally, it's one of the largest crowd-generating conventions of the whole year. It will draw about 100,000 people to the convention. So there's only a couple cities capable of handling that size influx that would have a convention center floor big enough to handle it. So it used to move around a lot, but it's gotten so big that historically it's really just been hanging out in Las Vegas for the last several years.
They do a fantastic job hosting it.
They handle it very, very well. So this year we had to consume it digitally through the computer screen, and there were some new innovations. I mean, let's just start with, folks, did you know you could buy paint now that you could paint on the wall that would stay microbial pure for 4 years? See, think about putting that in your nursery or your bathroom.
Yeah, or at your front door, just anywhere. And it does, it's Sherwin-Williams is one that had that on highlighted. So I have to say, you know, probably I would have to guess at least a quarter, maybe a half of the things that have come out all have to do with making sure your body never touches a germ again as long as you live.
Was your impression from the show this year?
You know, so you're
no more germs ever again anywhere around you.
I wonder where they got that idea.
Well, I think, you know, once we get out of the hyperphobia, you know, I think it'll be a good move. We've kind of gotten where we take germs for granted because we have penicillin, we have Neosporin, and you just keep going about your life. But it's made us think twice about how exposed we are to things. And so I thought this was a really great product. Sherwin-Williams, it's called Paint Shield, and it will kill 90% of bacteria for 4 years. It's called the Living Well line, and it comes in 540 colors. So you should be able to find something that works for you.
It is the first ever EPA registered interior latex paint with power to kill 99.9% of bacteria, including staph and E. coli.
And you know, that Hospitality BioCleaner is one of our partners. They come in and treat your whole house. So if you want more than just the paint surfaces clean, and they also have a spray now, but you can spray. So that was the first time I ever really heard about those things, and they were scrambling to get, you know, to get this produced when COVID hit, and I imagine Sherwin-Williams is the same. So,
well, that was a big eye opener for us, the different kinds of paint. Now, for those of you that have been around for a little while, like me, you remember when a great gallon of paint was about $27. I mean, that was top of the line, great gallon of paint.
Well, you pay for a few more things now.
Well, you pay for a few more things now. So this gallon of paint, the Paint Shield, retails for $72 a gallon.
In all reality, how much does paint, does it retain? Is there any kind of statistics on how dirty your paint really is in your home? Did they talk about that at all?
I'm thinking high traffic areas, like you come in the front door, the doors themselves, around light switches.
Those test bio.
Bathrooms.
The test bio shield ran indicated everything was pretty filthy.
We just take it for granted. We live with lots of germs.
We just take it for granted, yeah. So this paint will allow you up to 4 years of 90% success in killing bacteria.
So there you go.
That's pretty impressive.
It is. Now, another way to avoid germs is just not to touch things, right? And this technology of touchless faucets and things has been on the rise, but now it has officially arrived. You can pair them up with your Alexis, and you can say, you know, fill this pitcher 32 ounces, or give me some hot water, or whatever you want to say. And you never have to touch it, so the surfaces stay clean. That's a big one. And Grohe was one that highlighted theirs. And if you go to Grohe.com right now, they have 15% off on those faucets.
Can you spell that?
G-R-O-H-E. And
now we're going to take a little break here. But when I come back, we're talking about germs. Another big revelation is that you can have a germ-free toilet.
Never touch a germ.
Now, that's pretty interesting. This reminds me of a Consumers Report study I read, I'm going to say 15 years ago, that said there was more germs and bacteria on most homeowners' can opener than there was on their toilet seat.
Mythbusters.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to be talking about the new rage in toilets. Jennifer actually did a tour of Central Arizona Supply to take a look at what is available out there.
And I had to just see that $17,000 toilet for myself.
There is a $17,000 toilet.
Stay tuned.
$17,000 toilet. And it's kind of on display. Have you ever been to the Tower of London to see the crown jewels?
We'd like to.
Of the royal family?
We'd like to.
This toilet is kind of displayed the same way. It's up on a pedestal behind gold-gilded rope.
go behind the rope.
There are no armed guards like there are at the Tower of London. But
that you know of.
That you know of. I guess you can do it completely autonomously now. But we're going to be talking about $17,000 toilets, and why in the world would you spend that much for something so simple? But let's talk when we get back about all the things this toilet does.